Now, we are about to catch up with Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Arts. That's the organisation which supplies audio description. So if you're blind or partially sighted, going to the theatre or galleries or museums, chances are there will be audio described performances for you. And we always catch up with Anne for a bit of a look ahead to see what's on, something to tempt you out and about. And talking of out and about, Anne herself is somewhere in the middle of nowhere, Anne?
I am a little bit, yes. Somewhere in the West Midlands. I'm on my way to the Black Country Living Museum. I'm doing a preparatory visit there today. I'm going next week with a group from the Beacon Centre. I think they're based in Wolverhampton. And this has come about because the group, which is of blind and partially sighted people, have gone to the museum and said, we want something that we can enjoy. We want to come in, have a visit. We'd like to have some objects to handle. And so the museum has laid that on. So I think that's really positive, and it shows that if you don't ask, you don't get.
Absolutely. You know, don't rely on theatres or museums or galleries to think about accessibility. You know, just get in touch yourself, and maybe, you know, plant the seed of the idea, and who knows what could happen.
Yeah. So I think there's a group of about 20 people coming next week. It may be the first of many visits, but it's great that the museum is showing that they're willing to explore this idea. So I'm going in to provide the description, and then there'll be education and curatorial staff there who'll talk about the background to the objects we're handling. And it's great because we are going to be able to get hands-on and actually explore some of the objects ourselves close to.
Okay, we're going to look now at some theatre productions, Anne, because if you use audio description, you go along to the theatre, you get your little headsets, and you get the audio description of what's going on the stage in between all the dialogue, and you may even get the touch tours as well beforehand onto the stage and the wander around the scenery. So let's take a look at a bit of a favourite. I'm sure it's one of yours, Anne. It's Wicked.
Oh, it is. Yes, it's a great show. I think it's really spectacular, and it's clever as well. It's witty when you listen to the lyrics, and it appeals across the spectrum from young children, and it really appeals to adults as well. And of course, with the flying out over the heads of the audience, it's always very magical in the theatre. This is just having one audio described performance because it's only playing at one theatre in England this year, and then it's going off on a big tour all around the world. So it's on in Bradford in August, and I'm really excited that they've chosen to go ahead with an audio description of this one. I have worked on this production before. They always give us a great touch tour. They get all the fabulous costumes out and some of the really important props, and so people are guaranteed a really entertaining and enlightening and a magical visit to the theatre with this one.
Fantastic. Great popular one, as you say, Anne. Right, something musical now, and we're off to Chicago.
Oh, yes. This is another favourite of mine. I mean, the production has been touring for many, many years, lots of different people playing the different parts within it. But in essence, it doesn't change. It's slick, it's sexy, it's minimal. All the characters dressed in black. When they're not on the stage, they're sitting at seats at the side. Very clever choreography, all based on Bob Fosse's original choreography. This time we've got John Partridge in one of the lead roles, and also Sam Bailey, who was winner on The X Factor, and I believe is a real-life matron, a prison warder, and she's taking on the role of Mama Morton. So that will give it an extra little something, I think.
Fantastic. So we've had some musicals, we've had a bit of a tour around the museum. We're going to finish off with one, and I've not actually heard of this one, so maybe you can tell me a little bit more about it. You've got The Gruffalo's Child.
The Gruffalo's Child. Are you feeling very brave, Alan, because we're going into the deep, dark wood and we might meet the big bad mouse? Really excited to be describing this one. And I know there's a big party of children booked through Henshaw's, the charity in Manchester. This one's at the Lowry, and we're having an extended touch tour to make sure everybody can get on stage, all the children, because some of the children are a little bit too small to wear the headsets and the earphones, but they'll all be able to get on the stage and feel the Gruffalo and feel the trees and feel the different costumes and say hello to some of the cast. So obviously with this one, it's a bit like telling a story to a little one. So you make sure your language is very easy to understand and very easy to follow. And you can put lots of emotion behind what you're saying so that they really can enter into it. And some of the bigger ones, sort of 5-6-year-olds, they're very happy wearing the headsets because, of course, children are of the digital age, so they're used to things like that. But even the little ones can really get something out of it because of the touch tour. And I'll do the introduction to everybody beforehand, the whole group. So even the ones that aren't wearing the headsets will hear the description of the characters and the costumes and the set and everything. But you have to be very brave if you want to come to that one.
Fantastic. Great one to finish on there. Just a drop in the ocean of the already described performances that are out there around the UK at the moment. Now, if people would like to find out more about Mind's Eye Arts and what you guys are involved in with Audio Description, how can they go about doing that?
The website is mindseyedescription.co.uk. The email, mindseyedescription@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Mind's Eye Arts, or you can give us a ring, 01204-522-481.
And thank you very much for joining us today, and good luck with finding the Black Country Museum. Hope you get there very shortly.
Thank you.
And thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Alan.